Arita will say, good morning, let's begin. So we left off on page 115, the second to last paragraph. Le'olam tehe daito shel adam u'reves im abrios. Zechashuv. So remember again, we've been speaking about the idea that although it's exceptionally important to get along with people, one has to be careful in terms of the chevra that one chooses in order to make sure that chas v'shalom one doesn't fall in with the wrong social group, as that can exert a negative peer pressure. So a person should always be more of a mabrios. A person should always know how to get along with others. Zechashuv shehadeya shelcha tekabel izun me'adeya tziburit. It's very important that I don't live my life in a vacuum, and that whatever I do, be informed. My personal day, meaning my personal opinions and my personal approaches, be informed through or by communal norms as well. L'dea tziburus yesh chashivos yochol yosh adea shalcha roa tzadechot nitveses l'kivun misyom l'tzorech izun tzorech la'azein. So remember again, as much as it's important to have a personal perspective, often my perspective is only one single perspective. It is important ultimately to balance my singular perspective with communal or group perspective. Atayochol alachas im ha'emesh shalchad sof rosh bakir. Ava atamafsid kama dvarim baderech. Kama arochim nosafim uregashios nosafos hadea hatziburis kam yishla mashmos. This is very important. In general in life, that a person has his shitos or his perspectives, very important, but understand that often my worldview is exactly that, my worldview, and that there are other approaches, there are other ideas, there are other outlooks and other perspectives, and it's important to be able to avail myself of those other perspectives as well. It's important to be able to see the perspective of the general group, the general klal, the dea, what he calls the dea hatziburis. He says, however, mimosai, kishezu dea, avalim zulo dea zestam klum, atam isarevim chose dea, az vadesh lo tzarech l'chashe bozeh. This is very important. But as much as it's important to take into account public opinion and public approach and public, what he calls dea tziburis, it's important for a person to weigh what that public opinion and what that public approach is. Because remember, as we've seen, as the Mechaber has pointed out a number of times, just because you see groups of people doing a certain thing in a certain way does not automatically, bottom of page 115, does not automatically mean that that is the correct approach. So what he's pointing out over here is that life is this dialectic, life is this balance. On one hand, to only live with my own perspective and to only live with life through my own personal lens, so that's not good, that's not healthy. Ultimately, again, that could go ahead and lead me astray. On the other hand, to go ahead and just simply defer to the collective, so that's not good, that's not healthy either, because who's to say that the collective is correct? Therefore, life is about having my own personal opinions, my personal shittos, my approach, at the same time weighing what's the understanding or the approach of the collective, and going from there. He says, this is a great mashal. He says, im ganenes holeches legan yiladim. Last two lines of 115. A ganenes is a nursery school teacher. So imagine the following case. A nursery school teacher goes to the nursery. V'harov ze yiladim. Now remember, when a nursery teacher shows up at nursery, so who's the rov? Who's the majority? The kids. So what should she say? Look, you know, everybody around me is mamish, like, you know, 4 years old. And, you know, they're the majority. So so because of the majority, they must know what they're doing. I'm saying, well, what a beautiful chevra, so cute, so wonderful. So would she defer to the collective because they have greater numbers? Ha'im im tzricha, page 116. Sheza yashpia al shigol daito umach shevoseh. Should she begin to allow the feelings or the sensitivities or the ideologies of the majority influence her thinking? Mazek ashur. Dato shel adam u'reves. Kilomar. So obviously this is an exaggerated example, but he's pointing out is just because another group represents a majority does not automatically mean that I should be adopting their views or their approaches. He says, Daito shel adam u'reves. Kilomar. Zechoshov la'azein es adeh shechabadeh sachiros. So we'll say, so this is actually very interesting. What Rav Kashtila is doing over here is he's giving a different interpretation of this Gemara Maseches Ksuvos. The Gemara says, "Le'olam tehei daito shel adam me'ureves im habrios." So we normally translate that word me'ureves as pleasant. A person should always be pleasant to others. Rav Kashtil saying it's a little bit different. What he's saying is that my das me'ureves from lashon of taroves. My das, my approach, should be mixed in with the approach of the collective. In other words, that analyze and look at what is the approach of the collective and try to see, again, is there something I should take from that? Is there something I should learn? Is there something I should understand from them? Lav dafka, that I should automatically adapt it because it is the mindset or the approach of the collective, but that there's something to be learned, there's something to be understood by just weighing that public opinion or that public approach, or not necessarily public, but that majority approach. He says, Sim leiv, tihyeh arani, tashpir l'tova, aval yesh od dvarim chashuvim. But I will say, just because the majority or the collective does things one way, does not automatically mean that that is the way I should be doing it. Now again, it could very well be that there is some chachma to that, but at the end of the day, it doesn't automatically mean that I should accept it. Atatzarach lahagir es ha'emes, aval choshuv la'asos shalom. Atatzarach lahagir es ha'emes, aval choshuv la'asos shalom. So it's important to speak the truth, but it's also important to be a shalomdik person. Choshuv ha'ir v'zeh, kedei sh'adeh shalcha tiyah shutfa la'od b'chinos. Zeh kishazeh b'nei adam tovim. So we'll say, so again, so the beautiful part over here is, Rav Kashtiel is saying is people often misunderstand that Gemara Maseches Ksuvos, that the olam tei daito shal adam uveres marios means that because a person should always be able to get along with others, a person should always defer to others. And all of Kashtiel's point is that's not necessarily the case. The goal in life is be aware and cognizant of the shitos of the collective. Try to figure out, again, what shitos are right for me, what shitos are not right for me, but also always understand that just because the collective does things in one way does not automatically mean that that is the proper way for me. Very important, Yisod. Well, so let's just do a few more lines. 116, the second section. Harachov lo magdir chayim normalim. The street does not go ahead and quantify normative living. Aval im ze chevra shelo asuka bedas. Lo mashkev zeh. So let's remember again, it's very nice to take into account public opinion and the approach of the rov when the rov are good and the rov are appropriate and the rov are doing what they're supposed to be doing. But what happens if the chevra is not involved in something that's good? Or he says, "Aval im zeh chevra shelo asuka bedas." But I will say again, if you have a chevra that ultimately does not make informed decisions or do things in a correct way, the outlook is not informed. Stam, so remember again, if I know that there's a particular chevra that doesn't make good decisions, that doesn't make informed decisions, so should I be counting their opinion in the way I weigh my life actions? Of course not. What's the logic in that? What do you get from that? Should they be the measuring stick for what is correct? Harachov magdir ma normali. Ultimately, the street, by the way, is like the expression, the street, right? Does the public decide, ultimately, again, what's normal? What's normal and what's not? This, by the way, I'll tell you just, where this comes up, you know, this is off hospitals have ethics boards. It's fascinating to see what happens on hospital ethics boards. Why? Because you have a bunch of people who sit on it. So a major shilas, literally dvarim ha'omdim merumo shel olam, come before these groups of people, and they make decisions that are literally life and death. And you realize afterwards, you ask yourself, "What?" There are many wonderful people and many wonderful. It's just interesting to see that sometimes questions of life and death come before people, and you wonder, what is the metric by which they are making these decisions? What's informing the decisions? What is it? What's the value system? What's driving it? And that's the question. Now, again, very often it's fine and it's good. Sometimes it's religious belief. Sometimes it's not. the point that Rav Kashtil is making over here is sometimes there are groups that are vested with decision-making powers. It could be the quote-unquote public, the street, whatever it is. And a person has to ask themselves, what's driving that? What ultimately, again, is driving those decisions? What? And just because a group is making them, does that automatically mean that those decisions are correct? Very important, Yisod. He says, "Mi ha'mashon shemagdirim." Who are the people who are making decisions? Ha'im im chashvu al hanoseh? Did they actually think through the entire discussion? Ha'im ha'inu b'nosei? Did they look into it? Heim pachsu regishus? Ultimately, opischu regishus? Ultimately, again, I will say, what is it? Is it an emotional decision? Not an emotional decision. All right, so we'll stop over here. We'll pick up Emeret Hashem with Shlom Asya, but you understand the point that Rav Kashtel is trying to make here. The point that's being made is that Lamais, again, sometimes, see, this is, I just want to end off with this point. This is a double-edged sword to a certain degree. You know, there are some people that live their life and like their shita sachaim is, I'm going to buck the system, right? I'm a swimming upstream guy. Whatever the Rove says, I go against that. So that's not healthy. That's a contrarian personality. That's not going to get you very far in life. It's not good for human relationships. Then there are other people that always defer to whatever the greater group of society or anyone else says. That's not healthy either. What Castillo's saying is that life is a balance. On one hand, I have to define my own personal sense of right and wrong, informed by my Torah values, informed by my hashkafas, but at the other hand, that has to be balanced with, well, what does the street say? What does the majority say? And to try to figure out, ultimately, again, is the majority view informed, uninformed, and then try to go from there. All right, well, so we'll stop over here. We'll pick up middle of 116 in Eretz Hashem tomorrow.